Oh, be careful. I wouldn't want to take out one of your eyes with the tip of my wing. The weather really has taken a turn, hasn't it? And monsoon season isn't even here yet. Never mind. You're nice and dry and indoors now. That's what matters. I can't imagine having a lifestyle like yours. Traveling everywhere and taking on whichever job you can find. When I was younger, maybe. No, it's not busy, so you can have the biggest and best room in the inn. What? Nonsense! Don't treat me like a stranger. You and I have been acquainted for years. Ever since you saved those dragon eggs and baby dragons. I know a good person when I meet one. Go sit on the bed and take off those slippers and change into the nightshirt. It's just beside the pillow. I'll start the fire and prepare the wash basin. Oh, yes. I still use my dragon fire whenever I get the chance. Now that I'm no longer chasing bandits, or burning down illegal drug houses, I use it for daily necessities. Nice and warm. I had that wood enchanted by the local sorceress. With dragon fire, it'll burn all night long. Listen to that. The temperature has dropped quite a bit. You don't come and visit me as often as you used to. Do you have a new love interest? Oh? Fine. I won't pry. I know your first love is traveling. I don't blame you. I remember when the wanderlust used to take over. But I've really enjoyed looking after this inn for the past few years. That surprised even me. Eh? dragon woman will live for a long time. One day, I'll move on to something else, I'm sure. How's the nightshirt? It's new, yes. Great quality, eh? Well, if you love it, then you must keep it. No, for free. Here, let me help you wash up. Water's heated. Nobody has ever called me a portable warmer before. Is that dried blood on your neck? Oh, thought you'd been fighting again. How many nights do you intend to stay for? I see. That's all right. Whatever you need. Okay, lie down. I'll tuck you in. That's up to you. You can keep your arms out if you want. How does that feel? I left you plenty of space to move around. Good. Don't worry about the inn. I have two of my best workers down there, and I would trust them with my life. I'm sure I stored the oils and... You said your feet were sore, correct? Huh. It is a shame your horse was injured. But I'm sure the animal healer in the city will have her patched up in no time. How about a foot massage? I've perfected my technique. It won't tickle. This one contains a mix of lavender and chamomile essential oils. I'll start with your heels. Thank you. And now the soles of your feet. What are you tensing up for? Oh, had a memorable experience at the reflexologist before, Yes, very painful if you have health issues. But I'm no reflexologist. This will be comfortable and relaxing. See? Do tell me what you've been up to lately. I love hearing about how things are going for you, however dull or fascinating you think they are. I don't know whether I should be interested or concerned. But I trust that you know your own limits. Tell me more. Oh, if there's one thing I can say, it's that your life is immensely different from mine. That's why I enjoy talking to you. Is that good? Great. I would love to chat with you more, but I think we should leave that until breakfast tomorrow, eh? You need to sleep now. What do you want for breakfast? I'll prepare it myself. Okay, I'll put these things away. And then I'll leave you alone. Good night.